Hello everyone, I am Swarali Patil. I'm the web manager for the Western Sport Management's official website. This morning I am talking to Amanda Costantino. She is a graduate of the Western Sport Management program. Amanda finished her master's degree from sport management in 2017, and I'm really excited to talk to her today. Thanks so much for doing this, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Amanda is currently the director of the Fire Rock Golf Club. So can you give us some background on how you became the director at Fire Rock?
So in 2011, I returned home from Laurentian University to further my studies at Western University. I started university in 2011, and I started working at Fire Rock Golf Club. So in about 2015, I returned home to begin my master's degree at Western. And then in 2016, during my last year of my master's, I was given the job after my previous mentor moved on into another career. And so they offered me that position. I had a bachelor's physical health and education, and then the master's in management and leadership. So it wasn't completely what I was thinking I was going to do, but it fell into my lap at the perfect time, and I'm able to use some of those principles in my day-to-day work.
That's awesome. So transitioning from that, what does your day-to-day role involve?
So I oversee the entire golf operation. I also have a retail space called the Pro Shop where you can buy, you know, golf goods, clothing, footwear, that sort of thing. And I have about a team of 40 individuals that work under me and with me. We run tournaments, events, competitive golf tournaments with Golf Canada. We've had the LPGA qualifier. We hosted the college and university national championships last year, and the Ontario College finals as well. We were set to host the Ontario Summer Games this year and an RBC two-man scramble, but unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen as of yet, but we are very, very excited to host those. So who knows where we go from this, but yeah, it will change a little bit.
That's great. You started answering my next question, where I was going to ask you how the current pandemic has really affected the operations at Fire Rock.
Oh my goodness. So we went from having a really strong spring start. We were actually open for about a week, and then this COVID pandemic happened. So we've had to cancel all events until July 1st. We've had to cancel, you know, some of our orders because we may not have a retail space. So that has been significantly cut down. It's affected our food and beverage operation, where we also have a very, very popular pub. And if people can't hang out after golf and, you know, enjoy a meal or a drink with their friends, that we're going to notice a big impact there as well. But it's really making us focus on our online presence, increased communication, automation, technology. We're offering a takeout service right now through our pub to offer something to the community. But ultimately, I mean, things are going to change. So we're just trying to keep ahead.
Yeah. Wow. Have you made any changes to any existing policies regarding how your members can use the golf course?
Right. So, I mean, we're going to see the elimination of things like simple as flag sticks. You won't be able to touch the flag stick. So we have a little device that clicks onto the side for a contactless pickup. Our putting green and range, those operations will change. People won't be able to come to the golf course any earlier than 20 minutes before their tee time so that we can control traffic flow. The clubhouse may potentially be closed. We're waiting for government regulations. One person per cart, unless it's two from the same household. I think we're going to see golf go to more of an active sport again. So it's going to change, but it may necessarily not be for the worst. It could just, you know, change temporarily and we'll evolve with it. But we're going to, unfortunately, not be able to offer as many amenities, you know, things like that. We're going to need increased staff training, online tee time check-ins. I think it's going to be harder for maybe some of the older demographic that may not be, you know, those using the online bookings, the ones that are calling in. And, you know, we're going to have to be patient and help them through that. And but I do think that it will turn around.
Great. Are you getting any you know, resources or any help from the government?
Right. So it's funny that you asked me that. This morning I just had a really great conversation with Ryan Logan of Golf Canada, and he's one of the people, you know, kind of in the forefront of this COVID experience. So he's making sure that all of the governing bodies, you know, he's working with Sport Canada, On the Podium, and, you know, other organizations to really develop a best practice handbook that will be out shortly for all the Ontario Golf Club owners and operators. The government hasn't really given us too much of a directive just yet, so we're really leaning on the other provinces that either have been open during this or are able to stay open or open earlier, so we'll be able to draw on, you know, what worked for them. But yeah, not too much is out just yet.
Awesome. So just, you know, looking ahead, this COVID pandemic just came out of nowhere, and clearly we hadn't planned for it, didn't expect it. If anything happens like this in the future, not necessarily a pandemic, but any, you know, unforeseen situations, what lessons are you going to take from how you've dealt with the current situation moving to the future?
Right. So just thinking about, you know, being in the golf industry, there is so many golf courses in Lenton. So our competition is high. So we have to always be on our toes. And really not focus on that setback and just trying to figure out how we can move forward. You know, are we going to be the first ones to offer, you know, a service, or the first ones to be able to do, you know, something that sets us apart? How can we, you know, be the best in securing protective equipment and monitoring that? I don't want to wait for the change to happen and us kind of follow suit. I want to, you know, be the person to make the change. What our owners have done a really good job with, actually, what I'm really proud to say, is that they're working with the other owners of the golf courses in the area. So all of the other really big players, we've been talking to their owners, and we're tackling this as a group, which necessarily in the golf industry, it's, I don't want to say it's cutthroat, but everyone is very, you know, competitive, and, you know, we're all setting our rates around the same, not using third party, ticketing companies like Groupon and things like that to discount our tee times. Just really managing it in-house, going at it as a group, maybe doing some group buying, you know, to help with price points and to help each other. So we're really making a community, and we're establishing connections with these other owners that we didn't even have in the past before, right? We would just know their names, but now we're tackling it as a group. So it's really awesome for that. And then, like I said, we're kind of diversifying. We added hand sanitizer and yeast to our online takeout menu just to help out our community. If we're able to help, you know, the Pomoka, Kilworth, and, you know, London surrounding area securing some of these items, we're doing that. You're seeing, you know, restaurants even step into the grocery game. So it's really not just us. I think it's really just diversifying. And if something like this were to happen again, we would be ready and we would have the proper systems in place. Yeah. And more so just the training for our staff. None of us knew what to do. So we're just working together, and hopefully it'll all pass soon.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. Now, you mentioned your pub is offering takeout. Do you have daily specials?
We do. Thanks for asking. So we have two great chefs, Chef Derek and Chef Andrew. Derek's at our sister course, the Oaks, and Andrew's with us at Fire Rock. So we do rotating specials on a weekly basis. Everything's homemade, fresh, and we do our best to source local ingredients, which is awesome. But the response has been amazing, so I'm so happy to see that. And it's been a really good team-building experience for us as the staff of Fire Rock. It's been all the managers running the weekly orders, and we've seen the owners, you know, run takeout to people's cars for contactless pickup. So it's really awesome to see everyone chip in and, you know, work for the greater good. So it's been fun.
Yeah, everyone sort of coming together as a group. That's really a great lesson. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So just to quickly wrap up, if people wanted to become members at Fire Rock, how do they do it? Where are you located? Tell us a little.
Okay, so we're located on Oxbow Drive. We're literally just minutes from Hyde Park, North London, you know, maybe 15 minutes to West London. So we're really, really close to London, right off the 402. You can either contact me. My contact info is on firerock.com, or you can just regularly sign up online. So a lot of different options there. We have different membership options for those who work 9 to 5. We have evening memberships, junior memberships. We can fit any budget, and it's an awesome place to be.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that information, and thanks so much for talking to us. And we wish you all the best as you move forward through this pandemic. I hope things, you know, get back to normal soon, and things just continue
Thank
to progress.
Thank you so much. I'm a very proud Western alumni, and I enjoyed my time, and I can't wait to come back for PhD studies.
That's great to hear. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.